It's Monday, and we're testing fall weather today. We want to see what's going to be, and tomorrow, and the next day, to see what fall's going to be like when it arrives.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
As we've learned, the weather is whatever it is when you stick your head out the door first thing in the morning. That's what it is. There's nothing more to say about it. I know John Lindsay works hard at it. I know the people at the network televisions and everything work hard at their local TV shows. They work hard. Dave Hovde, everybody works hard, but they don't know. Hi, you're Bill. Talk is cheap. Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS in San Luis Obispo. Thank you for joining me today. We'll have a news update, a very important one, as a matter of fact, from calcosnews.com coming up. I hope to be visited by Karen maybe tomorrow so we can talk about some of the things that are going on. Anyway, here's the other thing that's going on, and that is, you know, American Idol lost Steven Tyler and Jennifer Lopez within hours of each other. If Randy Jackson leaves, it'll be called American Idol'd.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Some people are afraid to get an MRI because they think their only option is being put into a narrow tunnel. This is no longer true. San Luis Diagnostic Center just installed a new 3-Tesla ultra-high-field MRI system with an opening that is 40% larger and much shorter than other systems. Now even the most claustrophobic person can have an MRI without concern. It produces crisper, clearer images that can diagnose disease far earlier, and scans take half as long. As a diagnostic facility dedicated to outpatient care, San Luis Diagnostic Center strives to make sure your appointments are on time and at your convenience. When your doctor tells you you need an MRI, take control of your health care and call San Luis Diagnostic Center at 542-9700 before someone else chooses for you. All major insurances are accepted.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
It does matter, you know. It's what you have ears for and whatnot. All right. Let's do our flashback in history and our highlights and everything else happened, according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history: on July 16th in 1862, Flag Officer David Farragut became the first Rear Admiral in the U.S. Navy. On this date in 1790, a site along the Potomac River was designated the permanent seat of the U.S. government and the area became Washington, D.C. In 1912, a New York gambler, Herman Rosenthal, set to testify before the grand jury about police corruption, was gunned down by members of the Lenox Avenue gang. 1935, the first parking meters were installed in Oklahoma City. 1945, the United States exploded its first experimental atomic bomb in the desert of Alamogordo, New Mexico. 1951, the novel The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger was first published by Little Brown and Company. 1969, Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy on the first manned mission to the surface of the moon. In 1973, during the Senate Watergate hearings, former White House aide Alexander Butterfield publicly revealed the existence of President Richard Nixon's secret taping system. And in 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife Carolyn and his sister, her sister, Lauren Bessette, died when their single-engine plane piloted by Kennedy plunged into the Atlantic Ocean near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Our birthday is the International Tennis Hall of Famer, Margaret Court, is 70. Rock composer and musician Stuart Copeland is 60. Dancer Michael Flatley is the Irish jig guy. He's 54. Actress Phoebe Cates is 49. Actor comedian Will Ferrell is 45. And actor Corey Feldman is 41 today. Happy birthday to them, but to you mostly if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Here's the action-filled adventure.
News you can use right here from CalcoastNews.com. Well, there's this huge story on CalcoastNews.com today under the, let me make sure I know what it is. It's under Discovered, I believe. And it has to do with Supervisor Adam Hill. Until it's bigger than it appears, by the way. And it's quite a long story. But it's huge, really. And it has to do with Supervisor Hill trying to put Calcos News out of business, threatening their advertisers, which some have pulled off because they have business before the county, and so therefore they're being threatened by that. Dave Congleton at KBC has come under extreme fire from Adam Hill. I've only had one comment posted about me that I know of, so I'm not worried about it anyway. But anyway, so this is going to be quite large, by the way. This isn't small. This isn't a small matter. These are, lies that have been put out and probably on government computers, mostly attacking Karen Vealey and the Calcos News. It's really a big deal, I have to tell you. And, you know, I mean, Bill Loving goes on to say, are you serious? Do you think I'd let these people operate with impunity at this news agency? No. So it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate that before the election this couldn't come out. But what had to happen was certain things had to happen legally and in order to have her write this story for today's Calcos News. So there's a lot to this, to tell you the truth. And you'll be hearing a lot more about it, I guarantee you. All right. Yeah, that was an uncovered Sandless Bispo. All right, other things that are going on. Now, there's something went on. I don't see it anywhere. I'm the only one that knows about it, I guess, Nancy and I, even though a lot of other people know about it, because we were getting gas at the corner of Broad and South Street yesterday, and there were five police cars at the laundromat. Lights flashing, the whole shebang, you know. So it had to be something other than laundry that was going on at the laundromat to have five police cars there. So, but I don't know what it was. I haven't seen it on TV yet. I haven't heard it anywhere. I have five police cars. Officers shot a suspect in Los Alamos, or near there. A California Highway Patrol responding to a woman with a knife in a vehicle shot the suspect during a traffic stop Sunday at about 4 p.m. near Los Alamos, according to the Santa Barbara County Sheriff. The officer pulled between the suspect's vehicle on the side of the roadway. The suspect exited his vehicle and confronted the officer. The suspect's action caused the officer to believe he was in imminent danger, and the Highway Patrol officer fired at the suspect, striking him several times. Emergency personnel transported the suspect to Hodge Hospital in Santa Barbara. Details regarding his condition were not available as of last night. Both the female victim and her 2-year-old child was in the car were uninjured. A sheriff's sergeant was directly behind the CHP officer and observed the incidents. Rainey told a News Hawk. Department officials said the officer involved in the shooting will not be placed on paid administrative leave. He did what he had to do. I don't know anything. I don't know what happened to the laundromat. All right. Other things going on. We had an ATV accident that took the life of a 20-year-old Cambria man, and another man faces arrest after this all-terrain vehicle crash Sunday morning. About 4 a.m., Garrett John Taylor drove the stolen ATV head-on into an oak tree. His passenger, Justin Anthony Evans, died of blunt force trauma. California Highway Patrol officers said Taylor was headed westbound on San Simeon Creek Road near Red Mountain Road when he rounded a curve and drifted onto the side of the road. Emergency personnel transported Taylor to Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center in San Luis Obispo with major injuries. He faces charges of driving under the influence, vehicle theft, and probably now manslaughter, would you not imagine? I would think. One more tale to tell today, and that is the Atascadero apartment fire started on the patio. The Atascadero apartment complex fire that left three people with injuries started in the patio area of the apartment on Saturday about 1 p.m. Residents heard a loud boom. A barbecue grill fell from one apartment to the porch below, and flames shot up through the Bordeaux House apartments on Riviera Lane. More than 20 people were displaced because of the fire that destroyed four units and damaged four others. Three occupants were sustained injuries, one with a laceration to the hand, one with smoke inhalation, another experienced chest pain. Firefighters are continuing to investigate the cause of the fire, which we just found out, that caused an estimated $500,000 in damages to the property. That's what's happened on Calcos News today. Hopefully we'll have Karen in tomorrow, talk more about this big issue. And don't forget, you can go to Calcos News 24/7. If you go to the upper right-hand corner where it says Talk is Cheap, you can click on that, and you can hear KYNS stream live. And there's also podcasts of shows that have occurred.
CalcosNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Shows that have occurred, Bill. All right, here's the thing right here I want to tell you about. I'm going to go to, what paper is this? Saturday's paper, and I'll tell you why, because here's the top of the headline, and this is interesting, and I'll tell you why it's interesting. It's interesting just because these people have been around for a long, long time, and that's Caney Foods has filed for bankruptcy. The company seeks protection because profits fail to cover debts and operating costs. Caney listed estimated assets of $500,000 to $1 million, estimated liabilities of $1 million to $10 million. The filing for AMK Food Services lists estimated assets of more than $4.1 million, estimated liabilities at $1 million to $10 million. Now, the reason I say this is important is because these are the people that supply the Mid-State Fair concessionaires their food. And the Mid-State Fair is about to start, is it not? Okay, so that I don't know what's going to happen with that. And that's something to look into. Who's going to supply the chow now that they're gone? And it was an interesting thing, too, because I've heard complaints in the past that the vendors were told that that's who they had to buy their food from. And there was some people not too happy over that, from what I've learned. All right, other things going on. Yeah. This woman from Paso Robles won a trip to outer space. Mercedes Becerra was at Comic-Con. And they lined up to question stars of CBS's Big Bang Theory. They were given silver envelopes, which contained a golden ticket for a space flight from X-Corps Aerospace on the Lynx Experience. It's a two-seat suborbital launch vehicle that takes off and lands like a traditional aircraft. The Outer Space World Trip was won by Mercedes Becerra of Paso Robles. The flight was first watched on stage by former NASA astronaut Richard C. Frost to Big Bang co-star Simon Helberg, whose character Howard blasts off into space at the end of the fifth season. Helberg declined the offer. Altitudes give me a lot of gas, he joked. Well, if she's brave enough to do it, if she's brave enough to give it the go, okay, give it the go. No, not me. Yeah, I don't think so. You know, you don't think about it. I don't know. Well, let me say this. That's not fair. You might have thought about it. I didn't think about it. I thought they got that. It was there somehow. I just thought they brought all the equipment in a big steamer ship or something. I didn't know. But all this Olympic, a lot of the Olympic stuff that the athletes use, it just gets put on an airplane with everything else in them. And so they're, they're concerned, of course, that all this stuff's going into Heathrow Airport, and they want to make sure that they have it. You know, you go to do a pole vault and you have no pole. How do you carry a pole on an airplane anyway? Anyhow, they somehow do all this. Think of all the things. Think of all the sports, and they have to provide all kinds of equipment for it, each country. So that's interesting, I thought. All right, so we'll see. Now, this is, a lot of people go, oh, you got to be kidding, because you know why? Because people, when they hear this, go, oh, you got to be kidding. Sludge headed for Kings County. Southern California treated humane. Let's kind of do it again, please. Southern California's treated human waste will be used on land where cotton, wheat, and other crops grow. You know how there's this thing to show if the food has been altered, you know, genetically altered food, you know, that's not going to be on the ballot come November. Can we have food that's been fertilized with poo-poo? Is there some kind of a warning label we should have on that? Anyway, compost will be used as soil nutrient on scrubby land at Westlake Farms to help grow all that stuff I just mentioned. 500,000 tons a year. To a piece of farmland the size of Clovis. So 78 cities, including Long Beach, Beverly Hills, and all that, bought 14,500 acres of farmland, so there'd be a place to send this pungent truckload. So, of course, you have neighbors that are going, say what? And Kettleman City's not that far, and they're saying, what is it? And so everybody's kind of going, oh, no. So this is, has this been done anywhere else? Maybe. I don't know if we're the first or not. Maybe the last. Okay. Get ready. Smoking ban gets a countywide look from Board of Supervisors. So there's this issue about, you know, how far can the county go to tell you you can't smoke somewhere? And so they're going to yak about it. That's basically what it comes down to. Citizens question how it would be enforced and ask whether beaches or lakes would be included. And so on it goes. You know, remember the rat out story we had where you can, what is it called? The good neighbor policy? Is that what it's called? Where you rat out your neighbor for having something wrong with their property. And so I had some neighbors that always had the trash cans. It didn't bother me at all. Can I tell you this honestly? It looked fine. They had them. They had their, because the trash cans are all those plastic jobs. They're not like the old beat up garbage cans we used to have when we were kids. So anyway, they were neatly on one side of their driveway by the garage, you know. And I don't know where you'd put them in that house, to tell you the truth. Yeah. Maybe in the garage, I guess. They put them someplace because they're not out there anymore. So I wonder if somebody was a good neighbor. That's what I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to think about how my yard looks and everything. Okay. We'll see how it goes. Cities turn to drastic measures in fiscal crisis. Ongoing economic troubles push government across the nation to brink, but experts expect the bankruptcy filings to remain rare, which we'll talk more about of what's going on in San Bernardino, how they got there. And basically, well, let me tell you this. Dan Walters' column today, he basically says, you know what, everybody's using smoke and mirrors to try to pretend that everything was okay. And that's really the problem. And here he says right here, the state is as broke as bankrupt cities. The state has no money. The state's screwed. And we're sort of hoping that, you know, the state is, I don't say we're, I say the state is hoping that the sales tax increase goes into, gets voted in November. Otherwise, we're really in a bad way in California. We're really screwed. That's it. Now, Walmart, of course, is going to be the subject of conversation for a long time, and it's back in the news and letters and articles and all that. Here, Al Fonzi is a retired Army officer and writes for Tascadero. He's a Tascadero City Councilman, Roberto Fonzi, for 38 years. So this is really fascinating. I want to read this one part of this to you because this sort of tells you how life works, and I had heard this before. My oldest daughter works as an accountant for a Southern California firm that imports all sorts of women's clothing, including lingerie destined for Macy's, Victoria's Secret, etc. Interestingly, the same merchandise is also destined for Kmart, Walmart, etc. The determining factor is what label is sewn on by the several hundred workers who sew on labels for each store from the same lots of garments. In other words, pay a lot or a little, but the one thing that you're going to be getting is a label. I like them apples. Now, I know that there's a big to-do because the Olympic uniforms were made in China and now they wouldn't have them made in the United States. And I don't know if it's worth having a to-do over, but okay, you know, everything else is made in China anyway. But all right, so fine. We'll get to it. But anyway, he says that Walmart is just a store. And it's interesting, too, because there was another person down here. What can Walmart offer? Sharon wrote. And here's the part that I've always found fascinating. When it comes to the low-paying jobs, you know, the low-paying jobs and no medical insurance. So the interesting thing is if you have somebody that's out of work right now, they don't even have a low-paying job, and they also have no medical insurance. So if you offer them a low-paying job, at least they have some money to eat. And I guarantee you that those jobs will be filled. However many openings there are will be filled within days of when they announce the fact they're going to start hiring people. I don't know. Maybe it's people that have more than others or something that, you know, look down on the downtrodden and say, well, you don't want to take a job like that, do you? Yeah. Yep. I do this. You kidding? Anyway, so it's weird. It's the one part of the whole Walmart equation I don't quite get when people, you know, speak badly of it. It's the part that doesn't make sense to me. You know, I said this before, I wish Paso Robles could offer up those stores which closed in Paso Robles due to the Walmart being in Paso, those stores in Arroyo Grande that closed because of the Walmart in Arroyo Grande. They just sell stuff. And I've been in a Walmart, they just sell stuff. And I don't see where it would be a threat to anybody. In most businesses, I'm saying, I don't think it would be a threat. I would think Home Depot is a greater threat to hardware stores than Walmart is to other retailers. Well, they say that you got the cheap underwear. Good. I like this letter. This is from Jerome. He says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. As the saying goes in the opinion section of the 4th of July edition of the Tribune, John Adams' historic words say it best. I have come to the conclusion that one useless man is a disgrace, the two become a law firm, and the three or more become a Congress. Our government is stymied by stubborn and useless men who are a disgrace to their office and yet call themselves a Congress representing the people of the United States.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to San Luis Obispo. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book Rich Dad Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to the Embassy Suites in San Luis Obispo this Thursday for one day only. Reserve your seat now at richdadcalifornia.com or call 1-800-395-4490. That's 1-800-395-4490. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-800-395-4490 or visit us at richdadcalifornia.com today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Get ready for some fun. It is the Antique Truck Show happening on Saturday, July 21st at Trinity Hall from 8 to 5. Big trucks, small trucks, shiny trucks, rusty trucks. Fun for all ages. For more information, call 481-3318. The City of San Luis Obispo Parks and Recreation Department needs volunteers for the 33rd Annual Slow Triathlon on Sunday, July 22nd. It's happening all day, and if you could help out, they would greatly appreciate it. 781-7445 for more information. Make sure and mark the calendars for Sunday, August 5th. It will be the Morro Bay Merchants Association Annual Summer Street Fair. Art, entertainment, food, and fun. Of course, it is all free. For more information, call 717-7685. If you have something happening in your zip code, we want to know about it. Calendar at RadioCentralCoast.com.
What happened? I got to confess something. I'm confessing. I brought in an old computer that's huge. And I thought, well, okay, I'll have a little less hardship on this other computer. You know what I mean? And then maybe it'll cooperate with me. But it didn't. And then this one just stopped. It was playing a nice little tune there. I liked it. Did you? I did too. I was playing this nice little tune, and now I have to figure out what I'm going to do now. This could not happen to a nicer guy. I got to tell you what. Yes, we have a new guest in the studio, so we're going to join that new guest momentarily. See if I can get this to work. That music tells you who came in the door right there. And, of course, it's Karen Vealey from Calcoast News. Hi, Karen Vealey from Calcoast News.
Hi, Bill.
Well, big story today with Adam Hill, and it's been in the works for quite a while, actually, and we've had to keep it quiet while things worked in the background. Anyway, it's amazing. It's an amazing abuse of power, is what it is, and it's. I mean, I've never even heard of such a thing before. I honestly can say I've never heard of such. One time, I'll take that back. One time, Dave Congleton, when he's at KVC, and we were there together, was going to interview somebody, and an advertiser knew about it and called up and said, if you have that guy on, I'll stop the advertising. Well, the guy had advertised with the station since the station started back in 1937 or whatever it was. So the general manager capitulated and said, okay, we're not going to interview the guy. So what happened then was, so they didn't interview him, so the KSBYs interview him on the lawn at KVC. It's like, okay, well, that looks really good. That looks really good right there. Okay. That's the only thing I know, really. That's the only kind of thing I've ever even seen that any room remotely is like this, but it's not even remotely like this. And that way, this is insane.
This goes back to almost a year ago. I think more than a year ago on Labor Day when I was reported, and I'm not going to use the gentleman's name. He's a local attorney who is a real homeless advocate. And Adam had come to him and said, well, I fear Karen's going to write things that's going to hurt the homeless services program that Dee and I are putting together. And the man just reamed me and said, we're going to get the Tribune to write nasty stuff about you if you come through with it. And I confronted Adam. He goes, well, I heard you're looking into the homeless services. And actually, at the time, I wasn't. I was just kind of took me completely by surprise, but what was more surprising was I had a county supervisor threatening me with retaliation if I wrote stories that weren't positive on issues that he was in favor of, which it doesn't happen. I mean, you have people that don't like you. You have people that tell you your face they don't like. You have people that call you names. You know, it's just, you know, there are people that you see the hate in their eyes, but to have someone actually tell you that they're going to, you know, they're going to control your writing. And since then, I have been told numerous stories of Adam Hill threatening people in order to get things his way. And he's been very, very successful with this, but not with Calcoast News. When he, during the election, had someone step off the podium, I don't think the Tribune even covered it. And, I've talked to Terry Frank with Callaway and First Amendment attorneys who find it just egregious this happened in a community in California with laws that strictly prohibit turning off the mic when you don't like comments unless certain things are going on. And the Tribune actually tries to cover it the other way when things are brought up, like, for example, Adam Hill's phone call. Oh, it was a prank. That was Adam Hill's claim, which they were actually against other media for covering it because Adam said it was a prank. You have no right to cover it. It's kind of interesting that he's gotten such support from the regular paper. But I'm digressing a bit. The issue here is, Adam Hill, we've written, Calcoast News has been covering the homeless issue. Since then, there's actually been a judge come down and find the treatment of the homeless in the area to be, some of it, in the car parking ticketing, unconstitutional. Local attorneys say there are more issues that Calcoast News has been covering. Since this, there have been emails going to Calcoast News advertisers, to public officials. I think all the city council people in San Luis Obispo received them, saying that Calcoast News is under a federal investigation for fraud. We're doing criminal acts. We're paid by people to lie about government officials. And then, he alleges, we then split the money with sources we pay to lie. And he has been sending these emails out. I have more people that have had them. You've seen some of them.
Yeah.
Ed Waggy even sent me one. People in Paso have sent me emails. These emails have gone to so many people, it's hard to believe that they've gone to this extent. And at the same time, he's going after advertisers, trying to get them not to work with us, and he's asking the public not to support our advertisers. And again, this is because we're covering news that he does not want us to cover. So it's kind of an interesting way for a county supervisor to use a position of power to manipulate the media. There are absolutely laws against some of this.
You know, there's a. It's been a long time since there was anything like a Cal Coast News in this town. I'm going to be very frank with you, and I again I will reiterate this thing I've said before. If I thought Karen was some wild, you know, loose cannon just going around spouting off, and there was no validity to anything she was reporting, I wouldn't be involved with Karen Vealy and Cal Coast News. I've yet to even see that. I've yet to even see a glimmer of it. So. It's the exact opposite thing that's being claimed by Adam Hill about Cal Coast News. Sure, he might not like Cal Coast News, and I can understand why, but that's neither here nor there when it comes to legality. And so it doesn't matter if it was the Tribune, it doesn't matter if it was New Times, and it doesn't matter if it's Cal Coast News. That's the way the mop flops, you know. It's happened so much that it's just phenomenal. People will, as this gets reported on more, will get some idea of the enormosity of this thing because it is huge.
And I do think it's going to get reported. I've had some very large papers in the state already contact me this morning. So I do have a feeling this is going to get state coverage as the issue is looked at. And this isn't a he said, she said. This isn't a slander. Oh, Adam Hill said it behind a closed door. These are written emails from Adam Hill making these claims. And there also were dozens and dozens of posts to different websites, numerous websites, veterans websites, all different kinds, that made these wild claims. And the interesting thing is, sometimes within minutes, Adam Hill was emailing it to his email list. Oh, look what was just reported about Cal Coast News. Now, we have done some evidentiary holds to these different websites telling them that under California's evidentiary laws, we need these held. We want the contact information. We will be going after the contact information on the on all these blog posts throughout the different groups that were put on. But again, one of them, I think it's like Military All or something. Somebody had told me something was posted they just received from Adam Hill, so I decided to go to the site and find it. The search won't find it. You can't type in Cal Coast News. You can't type in any of these things. Well, then how did Adam Hill, minutes after it's posted, know it was there and send it out to everybody? Some of this just doesn't make sense.
Well, and, you know, the other thing, too, is, we've covered this, and I don't think it really needs to be covered more, but I'll say it once again. So one of the things that he was, you know, that one of the main people that came up was, of course, was the veteran that was homeless. And so this thing with Randall Reed. And so I think that was handled exactly as it should be. You do reporting. You're not supposed to look up every detail that somebody tells you. That's not what a reporter does. That's not any report. I know that newspapers now, they like to put the year and model of a car when it's in an accident or involved in a crime, and they, for some reason, we think that's really great news. It's not really helping me at all with the story at all, but that's okay. But, you know, the idea was that, and I would do this, in any event, when I'm involved with you, if there's something that I see or hear that I don't quite understand, I'm going to look it up myself. I'm going to see what I can find out. That's one of the reasons we sort of got together.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I looked it up, found out that the guy was bogus, called you and said, you know what, I can't find any record of this guy. But that was for Karen's information. That was for Karen's information, not because it was wrong to not have Karen had looked it up in the story.
The story was an accurate story of the San Luis Obispo Prado Day Center ticketing a man for having his bike on Prado Road and not allowing him social services because his bike was on a street that other people could legally be on. The story is factual. What was incorrect was the embellishment that the man said about himself. And when you add somebody's age, you don't say, show me your birth certificate. When someone says they're married, you don't say, give me your marriage license. Just personal information that doesn't really have stuff to do with the story that you do to just color the story, you do not look up. So we wrote that he was a vet and a decorated vet. He had had medals. We corrected the story and said that he was not telling the truth. The story still stands. The interesting thing is then Bill Morm of the Tribune, above the fold, wrote a story talking about this story about the vet, claiming Cal Coast News was under several federal investigations, that without even asking us or any, you know, I don't know where he even got the information, he writes down that he found out that we paid our source to do the story, and that we were in all this, you know, quite a bit of legal trouble. Well, I called Bill and I said, Bill, where did you get this information? And he said, well, I got an email from a guy, a veteran, you know, basically a decorated vet. I said, well, did you verify the guy was a decorated vet? No. Did you verify the guy even exists and is who he says he is? No. So he wrote this story about Cal Coast News. He didn't call Cal Coast News, which one of the main things in reporting, you call the other side, you give them a chance. You know, if you're going to say this. Now, the story with Adam Hill, we've been asking Adam Hill for some time to deal with this. Adam Hill has, only thing he has written back to us was LOL, laughing out loud. Isn't that what it means?
Yeah, I laugh out loud.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he has, but they had taken something from basically an anonymous source and wrote it as fact. And what they were getting on us for was not verifying veteran status. And when I asked him, it was like, no, you don't do that. Well, no, then why are we expected to do it? If the Tribune isn't supposed to verify veteran status, why is Cal Coast News supposed to verify veteran status?
Well, and the other thing, too, would be interesting. Because of the email that I saw that people sent, different people sent me, that had talked about the fact that, and said that you had gone and bought them medals and stuff at the Army-Navy store, which is, like, weird, because you can't buy medals at the Army-Navy store. So the thing that was kind of interesting to me was the fact that that was signed by U.S. What was it? USMC 68 or yeah, USMC 68. And I would love to have somebody come forward and say that's who I am.
Well, no, we do have again. We have a request. We are looking to find out what computers these came from, where these came from, to try to track this down. One interesting thing is another site that had a lot of these posts was Topics. And during the election between for Supervisor District 3, it was Adam Hill against Ed Waggy. Adam Hill obviously won. There, where Adam Hill was claiming, oh, this is a clean campaign, we only talk about nice things, there was nasty post after nasty post on Topics with links to then people get these emails of these posts all about Ed Waggy. So after and during the same time, there are emails from Adam Hill to people in the media claiming as soon as the election's over, he's going to go after Cal Coast News. Just watch him. And as soon as the election was over, all this stuff started. His assault on Cal Coast News, his emails to my advertisers claiming that we're doing fraud. And the word fraud he uses regularly, and the Tribune actually used the word fraud in their story, which I found just stunning. That Bill Moran would claim that it was fraudulent for me not to ask this guy if he was a veteran, but it's okay when the Tribune does it.
Yeah, here's what's interesting about that. It just speaks for itself. It's so bizarre to say, well, how come you didn't check this if you're not checking it? You know, that doesn't make any sense.
If newspapers had to check everything, could you imagine the time if you said 24-year-old driving, you'd have to go look at the car, you'd have to... look at right. Find the date on the car. You'd have to look up the kid's birth certificate. Every story would take 2 weeks. And the important things in a story, yes, you check. For example, in our story, we say that Adam Hill has threatened contributors and people that promote Cal Coast News through radio with loss of jobs and income and reputation. I have more than one person. I have it in writing, and I know of several incidents, and I have people that I know who they are on the record, you know, making these claims. So this isn't a he said, she said, or I had an anonymous phone call from someone going, guess what? You know, these are actual interviews with people that we know exist.
Well, I'm going to say this. I think it's fair to say it, and I'll just say it out loud. I mean, I only had one thing I saw written about me. Well, that's fine. But apparently he's been aggressively targeting Dave Congleton. And I keep saying I just cannot imagine that El Dorado Broadcasting, the general manager over there, would be foolish enough to let a politician influence the Dave's job. It could happen, I guess, if the guy's not right in the head.
I am so shocked at the number of people that Adam Hill has been able to influence. For example, I have several sources at PG&E that have told me that Adam Hill, while he was working on a committee doing some approvals for PG&E in the solar plant, basically went to PG&E and said, you know, you're going to have problems with the county if you have your employee, John Scholes, who is the mayor of Grover Beach, run against me. Well, suddenly John Scholes is thrust into a position where he's actually supporting Adam Hill. And at the same time, his wife is running Ed Waggie's campaign. I know of another person that I'm not going to name that also said that they were afraid that Adam Hill was trying to get them fired because they wouldn't do something that he requested. It has nothing to do with PG&E. But Adam Hill basically, what they're saying is he threatens. And he gets the power, you know, the management of PG, according to my sources, has him very pushy about not battling Adam Hill. And there's a lot of fear there. I know of someone in the media, I'm not even going to say who, that there was postings that on the Tribune website and actually sent to their wife's boss claiming that he was sleeping with little boys. At the same time, several people at PG&E said that Adam Hill had said that at a function. So there are, and I've seen people just be terrified of an attack by Adam Hill. I've never seen anything like it in media, and I'm surprised. I had one person at PG&E say, boy, I'm glad you're doing this because now he's laying off some of us. I think if everyone that he was bullying stood up and said, this is what he did to me, this would be over.
Right. I agree with that. I'm not terrified of him. Just so you know, I'm not terrified at all.
And there's been a couple, and I don't know if they're by Adam Hills, but there's been a couple really nasty things written about KYNS on different sites. And he's gone after you a little bit. There was something on Yelp and a couple other places. Not to the degree that I have received, and not to the degree that Dave has received. There was also some allegations that this is just kind of silly. Cuesta College has been was a long, long term advertiser for years, and Stefan Gonzalez was the head of marketing. He purchased the ad. It had nothing to do with anyone but Stefan Gonzalez. And in fact, when he was first going to purchase an ad, they backed out and said we were too controversial. And then I called Stefan. Oh, I actually ran into him at a function at Lombardi and Associates. And over a glass of wine, he agreed. So it was definitely not to do with anyone else. Well, these posts went up that Charlotte, this is absolutely untrue, but again, it's one of those absolutely untrue things that whoever this is pushing, that Charlotte Alexander was under a fraud investigation by the state because she had used her influence as a board member to force people to buy the ad. Absolutely ludicrous. Board members are not allowed to tell staff what to do.
Right.
She had nothing to do with it. But there was post after post just reaming her, reaming Dave, calling Dave a fraud, me a fraud, Charlotte a fraud. And the amount of time whoever this is putting out there is stunning. I know that Adam Hill is disseminating it throughout the community, but whoever is first posting some of this. Now, some of this is direct. Some of this was never on post. For example, Adam Hill sent out an email that the county had a file on Cal Coast News, and boy, when it became public, wow, it would just be devastating to anyone that had anything to do with me. It would just ruin their reputations. So I did a public records request for the file, and County Council Warren Jensen wrote back that Adam Hill admits there's no file. He admits he said it in an email, but you can't take what Adam Hill says in an email literally. Now, can you imagine? This is a public official that instead of saying, you know, it's either a prank or you can't take me literally, I'm not doing anything wrong.
This is really discomforting to me. I mean, I'm sitting here, I know I'm sitting here looking at you like I'm in absolute amazement because I still am. I mean, I know how much of this has been going on, but it's old-time Chicago stuff, you know what I mean? A Mayor Daley operation. It's just weird. It's just unsettling. It's just very, very strange that someone in a public position does this.
And the California Constitution is so much stricter than the federal Constitution in supporting Amendment 1, maybe 2, 3, or 4, Section 1. Anyway, in 2004, they even amended it again, which, you know, it talks about the press. It talks about everyone treating the press correctly. It talks about, you know, many of these aspects. Because here's another thing that's been happening. We have been threatened repeatedly by county agencies. If we write a story, you know, we're covering a story about something they've done wrong. You write this story and you won't get information anymore. The DA's office has refused to give Cal Coast News press releases for 3 years now. I've sent them probably a dozen emails quoting case law that Terry Frank put together. Terry Frank is an attorney with CalAware and probably the best known First Amendment attorney in the state. He sent them an email telling them what they were through me, telling them what they were doing wrong. oh, we haven't sent any press releases in those years. And I said, you know, someone from KSBY had forwarded some to me. I said, yes, you have. I have these. I know you have. And the sheriff's department, Tony Coppola, who I think is fabulous. I was so excited when he became public information officer for the sheriff's department. So I call him up and he starts talking to me. He goes, oh, wait, Karen, I forgot. We have a policy. I'm not allowed to give phone interviews to you or anyone that works for Cal Coast News. And I said, Tony, you know that that's not allowed. According to our Constitution, you can't restrict one member of the media. And the reason for this is, and also case law in California, because then public officials could manipulate the media by saying, hey, you'll never get information again if you cover this issue. It's a way of controlling. And he said, Karen, I'm sorry, it's a policy. I work here. I have to follow our policies. Amazing that the sheriff has a policy, I think.
I don't know what's been. It's like there's this seething underbelly of government that's been going on, you know, for a while because nobody's bothered to look at it. And then Cal Coast News comes along and says, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's not right. You know, and everybody starts going, well, there must be something wrong with you. You're the one that's wrong. It's like, wait a minute. So I've said to you, I can't name anything you've been wrong about. I can't name anything you've been wrong about of the stuff that you've investigated and done, reported on. I can't find anything.
And we've had little issues. I mean, we've had, for example, I wrote a story about Kelly Gearhart back when everyone said I was completely wrong. And I said 5 months, and it was 3 months for an issue. We've had things like that that have been wrong before. I've done the math wrong on something. But, you know, the key to the story was that Kelly Gearhart was running a Ponzi scheme and ripping off the elderly. Absolutely factual. So those, you know, we're absolutely not perfect.
No, I'm not saying you're perfect either, but I'm just saying that there hasn't been any proof whatsoever of a story that you've done that didn't turn out to be factually, you know, true. Is what I'm saying. So that's, you know, I think that's pretty darn good. But people that are paying attention to what they're doing, you know, if I can say this, having worked with news people for years, generally try to act like they know what they're doing. You know, they set themselves a standard and then they go for it. Tell me about your reaction, how you perceive Bill Loving's reaction to this.
I think Bill Loving, first of all, I think he was a little stunned that it got this far, because we've been talking about this over the last couple of months as it's been escalating. And I think he took it as a bit of an affront because, you know, the claims that stories that he's worked on have been unfactual or untrue. It was unsettling to him. And again, I think he's aggressively wanting the public to know, hey, we don't pay sources. We don't pay for opinion pieces. We're not paid to write stories. Our former editor, George Ramos, I remember I was in the office and he got an email from Rob Bren. And I was in his office over at Cal Poly. And Rob Bren was angry about a story that George had done about half the work on. And he gets this email from Bren claiming that the story is inaccurate. And we'd both gone over the documents. He knew as much about the story as I did. We'd worked on it for 2 or 3 weeks. And he reads this email to me. And George was not a soft-spoken man in any regard, and he immediately dials Rob Bren and just reamed him. You know, you don't tell me who I'm going to work with, because Rob had said, you know, the story is unfactual, and you shouldn't be working with Cal Coast News. They don't blah, blah, blah. And he basically reamed him, and he also told them that they were not allowed not to treat us the same because they don't like our stories. And at the time, I knew they weren't treating us the same. They wouldn't return phone calls. They wouldn't do certain things, but Rob Bren would say, he would say, oh, I'm treating you the same. Tony Coppola is a very honest man. He immediately said, there's a policy. It was in act when I got here. So it's, and I did say, I said, Tony, you know what the rules are. You know the law. You know the Constitution. Would you talk to Ian Parkinson?
And what's happening with that?
I haven't heard a word. And we have done a couple things. We sent an email retraction request from the Tribune. They actually said we retracted our entire story, which is untrue. I mean, they named like 4 things in their story that are absolutely not factual, and they haven't even responded back. And, you know, McClatchy is a fairly good organization. I can't imagine they stand behind this type of reporting. You know, because they're known for some really good investigative pieces. And actually, I like Bill Moore. I usually respect Bill Moore. I was kind of surprised that he wrote this without vetting it or even calling me. And they have. They've gone after us for a long time. They've been wrong. I mean, I think what has happened is they have called us liars and wrong about stories for so long that they're just in that mindset.
I guess. I'm having a hard time understanding this. I just really am. And to see this going on in the media here in town. Like I said, you know, back years ago, you know, KVC still has, of course, you know, King Harris, you know, doing the news there. And, I mean, KVC was much more aggressive in its news a long time ago. And it was, like I said, it was a healthy competition amongst the media to, you know, see who could get a story and who could get the details and whatnot. It was not, whatever's going on now, it's just not good.
And I'm reading this as national, where media used to go to the same bars after work and hang out together and respect each other. There is kind of almost a hate, and it's not just local. As salaries have dropped, as so many people have been laid off, as the advertising, you know, the advertising is way more than half. Way less than half. People are just really trying to destroy each other. They say untrue things about each other. They write really nasty stories about each other. But I think that they have to get back to the primary thing being the truth. Because what else is media if you're not writing the truth?
Exactly right. That's what it's about. So mentioning that, I mean, look at Santa Barbara News Press and the grief they've had down there forever, you know, and the shenanigans that have gone on down there have just been pathetic to read about. And so I'm really sad. I'm sad to see it's happening in this town the way it is. I've been here a long time, and I've never seen it. I'm sad. We're going to end it because we've got to do the news. When am I seeing you again? Friday?
Yes.
Okay. We'll have Karen Vealey back on Friday. We'll do Calcos News and Review for this week on Friday.
And
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. It's dry across America.
You walk across the prairie and it's just brittle and dry and crunchy.
Jeff Smink is the president of the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. Report today says the drought of 2012 is the widest since 1956, more than half the country in its grips.
A mild winter meant early planting this year, but that's been about the only positive note so far for farmers in northern Illinois. Greg Keppen of the Lake County Farm Bureau.
It's been one of the worst years that we've seen.
Keppen says it's getting to the breaking point in the growing season.
You're going to see a lot of farmers that are making some decisions on will the crop even make it.
The outlook is grim. Expect that to have an impact in prices at the supermarket and less selection at farmers markets. Bernie Tafoya, CBS News, Chicago.
Calling for passage of a bill to require large donors to super PACs to be identified, Democratic Senate Leader Harry Reid is suggesting a nightmare scenario with all the money that's pouring into political campaigns.
If this flood of outside money continues, the day after the election, 17 angry old white men will wake up and realize they just bought the country.
GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell is angry at Senate Democrats who now say they are willing to let all the Bush-era tax cuts expire at the end of the year if Republicans won't agree to let taxes on the wealthiest Americans go up.
They think it gives them a political edge. They think it's good politics. They should be ashamed. They should be ashamed.
It's a first. Today's FDA approval of a drug to prevent HIV. James LaDuca, San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
This FDA approval of Truvada for prevention is a critical step in getting closer to ending the epidemic in the U.S. once and for all.
Truvada, the first ever pill approved by the FDA, shown to reduce the risk of HIV infection, could be the end of malaria. Researchers at the Johns Hopkins Malaria Research Institute genetically modifying a bacterium commonly found in a mosquito, and they say they can now block the mosquito from transmitting malaria. Professor Marcelo Jacobs-Lorena.
It's meant to complement other approaches that are currently being used with drugs and insecticides.
You know, maybe your baby can't read.
The company that sold videos titled Your Baby Can Read says it's going out of business because of complaints that the system doesn't work. This from one of the company's commercials.
My daughter began reading by the time she was 8 months old.
Get the complete Your Baby Can Read early language development system today for only $14.95.
And a deluxe version costs $200. The company says a million families use the system.
Learning potential.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
Just in, country music legend Kitty Wells is dead. So is John Lord.
He's the one on the keyboards for Deep Purple, once known as the loudest rock and roll band on the planet, sold 100 million records in the 60s and 70s. John Lord battled pancreatic cancer. He was 71. The Dow drops 47 points today. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're going to Mars, nearly 8 months after its Cape Canaveral launch.
The cruise performance of the vehicle has been outstanding.
Project manager Pete Heisinger says Mission Control has kept a close watch on the Mars Science Lab and Curiosity rover.
We've had no real equipment failures, and so we're in top-notch shape as we approach the planet.
Touchdown is planned for early August 6th Eastern Time. The complicated Curiosity is about the size of a car and will be lowered to the surface by a sky crane, something never done before. Curiosity won't look for life, but rather signs that Mars could have once been hospitable to life. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Sheriff's investigators in Ohio say a 17-year-old high school student is at the center of a high-grade marijuana distribution ring, raking in as much as $20,000 a month. Year-long investigation resulting in the indictment of seven people by a grand jury. According to a drug task force, the high school student had $6,000 in cash in his bedroom when officers arrived with a search warrant. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas. Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Roofing pros. Right now at the Home Depot, buy a pallet of GAF shingles, including Timberline shingles with a lifetime limited warranty, and get your entire order, the shingles and any other supplies you need, delivered to your job site for free. You'll eliminate time-wasting supply runs and take your productivity through the roof, thanks to free delivery with any pallet of GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 15th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Thank you.
go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, in durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonné. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap right here. That's what it is right here. You're Bill Benica. And this is 1340 KYNS, your new station in San Luis Obispo. I'm glad you're along. Hey, here's a story right here I want to share with you that I'm like, okay, it's hard to understand the story a little bit because I didn't get enough details. But a U.S. military supply ship fired Monday at a small boat in the Persian Gulf after it came too close, apparently killing one person on board, two U.S. officials have said. USNS Rappahannock, a fuel reply ship, fired on what the officials called a small white pleasure craft 10 miles from the Dubai port of Jebel Ali. The small boat appeared to be headed for that port, the officials said, adding that their information was preliminary. The U.S. ship verbally warned the small boat when it was 1,200 yards away and fired at least one warning shot before the decision was made to fire shots to disable the boat. In accordance with the Navy Force Protection Procedures, the sailors on the USS Rappahannock used a series of non-lethal planned responses to warn the vessel before resorting to lethal force with a 50-caliber machine gun, which stops pretty much anything in its tracks. Officials describe the course of events as standard procedure when a small boat gets too close to a U.S. Navy ship. Why they include this, I don't know. Jebel Ali is 22 miles southwest of Dubai and 37 miles north of Abu Dhabi. What is that? We don't know anything about that. I've never been there, but okay. So that was the story there, which I thought was kind of a fascinating story to tell you. All right. Just one. The many fascinating stories that are out there today. All right. Well, this was a great story in the paper about Bon Jovi helping the VA tackle homelessness. And so this is a, you know, he's given quite a bit of money to this cause and tried to help a lot. And so it's just a neat thing that he's done. There was also, who was coming? Let's see, what was that? I forget. There's somebody else that was doing a lot of stuff. Springsteen and McCartney break the curfew. Bruce Springsteen and Paul McCartney, they were doing, are you ready for this? A five-hour concert, which doesn't seem possible, but it was. And then at 10:30 at night, it was the curfew, and so the somebody cut off their microphone and said, okay, you have to leave the stage, and they couldn't thank the crowd. Madonna may be sued over a swastika, but France's far-right National Front said Sunday it plans to sue Madonna after the singer showed a video at a Paris concert that contained an image of the party's leader with a swastika on her forehead. Now, she's kind of like getting a little bit flippy in the brain. You know? I mean, she's showing her parts and whatnot. Something not right with her. Celeste Holmes has passed away. She was 95. And Ice Age. I'm kidding. Ice Age beat the Amazing Spider-Man. Ice Age was number one with 46 million. Amazing Spider-Man was two. Three was Ted. Four was Brave. Five was Magic Mike. Six was Savages. Seven, Tyler Perry's. Eight, Katy Perry. Nine was Moonrise Kingdom. And 10 was Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. Interesting. I like the Ice Age. I haven't seen this one, but I thought they were great. They have the thing. This was all on the news and whatnot. It was on national. It's been blogged. What do you call that? YouTubed and all that. The Surfing Goats. The Goatee and Pismo. This was down at San Onofre Beach. He's from here. Dan McGregor. So anyway, I just thought that was something. And then here was this story, and it was on the news last night. Man crashes car into a tree on South Higuera Street. This was about 4 a.m. Officers found the driver unconscious off north of Tank Farm Road, according to San Luis Obispo Police Department news release. Firefighters got the driver out, and he was being treated at Sierra Vista Hospital. It was a heck of a squish, too. So, and I'm glad he was alive. Because it was a bad accident. I have been on the American River. I just want you to know that I have been on the American River. But I never got involved in a drunken brawl. But they certainly did here. They have the annual Rafters Gone Wild event. That's what it's called. Annual Rafters Gone Wild event. And so they, you know, you expect that that's what's going to happen is the rafters go wild, which they do. And they did. And they threw rocks and did bad things. And it wasn't right. And we talked the other day about the casinos, the off-reservation casinos, and the governor's considering two of them. This one is, let me tell you, what our proposals from the Enterprise Rancheria near Marysville and the North Fork Rancheria near Fresno are part of a growing phenomenon that critics describe as off-reservation casinos, which we learned about. Most Indian casinos are either on tribal land or land restored to a tribe by the federal government. So it's a policy question. It's a political question at this point, said Kathy Christian, an expert in tribal law who is not involved in these cases. Moving the decision maker to the governor could mark a shift in tribe strategy to get gambling projects approved, he said. So again, I don't know. I don't know how much we get from these casinos. Do we get something? We must get something from these casinos. We'd get a lot more if it was our casino. All right, let's not get into that right now, Bill. Let's leave it alone. All right. Parents rein in college spending, you think? As I looked at the news from Friday through today, I mean, there were so many stories about people doing things that are illegal and just greed. It's become a disease that's spreading to all kinds of people. Well, we'll hear them as we go along. Anyway, average amount spent drops by 5% for 2011-12, according to a Sally Mae study. Glendale's popular bear is caught and sent back to the wild. He's known as Glenbarian. So he's been wandering around Glendale, and he's a big bear. Let me see if it says how much he is. He's a big bear. Doesn't say here. But anyway, he's huge. And based on its history, so here's what they say. They can only take policy dictates that the bear cannot be moved more than about 30 miles for a return to habitat. So it can only go 30 miles. Well, this bear has already gone 30 miles before and come back. So there's a good chance that he's going to come back again. Now, here's the one part that I don't really understand. He was asleep in a tree. So they woke him up so that he climbed down the tree and then shot him with the tranquilizer stuff. You know, and then he got about two blocks before he crashed. And why wouldn't you just shoot him while he was asleep in the tree? Just one of those weird little things that happen. You wonder what's going on with that. Well, the International Red Cross has declared the Syrian conflict a civil war, so that means that now it is a civil war. I didn't know they're the ones that did that. Did you? Couldn't it be called a civil war before by somebody? Like, you know what they kept saying? Actually, this is what they kept saying. They kept saying that they're afraid it's going to break into, it's going to come into a civil war. If you have people in the, if you have Syrian nationals that are trying to oust the leadership through violent means, that sounds like a civil war to me. Isn't that kind of how the Revolutionary War went? I think so. All right. I'm not sure I get it, but I'm not sure I have to. Resident business of Santa Catalina Island. Are you ready for this? This is insane. I can't believe that these things can actually legally happen. Residents and business owners of Santa Catalina Island have formed a coalition to fight against a proposal to dramatically raise their water rates. If state regulators approve the proposal by Southern California Edison to increase water rates by 83%, the utility's 1,900 customers on the island could pay roughly nine times more than what those in Los Angeles pay. Edison said the rate hike was necessary to recover $19 million spent in improving its aging facility on the 75-square-mile island. Say one. Absolutely amazing. But that's not all that's going on in Southern California, because this, and I had no idea the guy ever did this, Paul Conrad, who's a political cartoonist of note, by the way, he put together a thing, and he made a sculpture, and he put it in Santa Monica years ago. For decades, the big blast mass of chain link that's piled up outside the Civic Center is alternately awed and inspired, annoyed and confounded, and perhaps most often simply divided residents. Anyway, it's called nearly three stories high and shaped like the atomic bomb's giant mushroom cloud. Chain reaction was sculpted out of copper, fiberglass, and stainless steel. So here's this big weird thing that this cartoonist made, and then and now it's in danger. It's getting rusty, and they're afraid it's going to fall on somebody. So now they've got to figure out what they're going to do. Recently, I was in a place that had an art exhibit, and it was not art you could understand. It was not, well, let me put it to you this way. When the person walked into the place and said, "This is art," and the other person said, "Oh, okay, I'll hang it on my wall," as the day the two fools met. That's all I can tell you. That's what I'm telling you right there. It's not art. It's not anything. It's just not. It isn't. I mean, even Andy Warhol was sort of artsy. This, not so much. Not even a little bit. All right, this was an interesting story. I don't know what it means. It may mean nothing, really, but then it could mean something. And that's Kim Jong-un's top military official, a key mentor to North Korea's young new leader, who had served under his father, has been removed from all posts because of illness, state media said early today. And here's the interesting thing. He hadn't appeared to be sick or having anything wrong with him. You know, these things are with some of these countries, you know. All of a sudden, somebody's just not there. Okay? It's kind of scary, really. Anyway, but he's just not there. Now, does that mean that Kim Jong-un wants to get his own guy, or does it mean that something different's going to happen? Don't know. Now, the head of Egypt's military took a tough line Sunday on the Muslim Brotherhood, warning that it won't let the fundamentalist group dominate the country, only hours after U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urged him to work with Egypt's elected Islamist leaders. Now, speaking of Mrs. Clinton being in Egypt, it didn't go well for her. Let me tell you that. And that, it's not going to go well for Bill when he gets home. Not because he's been misbehaving. It doesn't matter. This is what happened. So here's what happened. Egyptian protesters threw tomatoes and shoes at U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton Sunday and shouted, "Monica, Monica, Monica," as she left the newly reopened U.S. consulate in Alexandria. Clinton says she was in the city to answer critics who believe Washington has taken sides in Egyptian politics. There were already vocal protests at the start of her visit to the consulate, forcing the ceremony to be moved inside. I want to be clear that the United States is not in the business in Egypt of choosing winners and losers, even if we could, which of course we cannot, Clinton said at the ceremony to reopen the consulate, which was closed in 1993 because of budget constraints. Our budget constraint? Do we have budget constraints? I don't think we had any. That's it right there. I come to Alexandria to reaffirm the strong support of the United States for the Egyptian people and for their other democracies. So they threw stuff at her. Well, not at her directly, at the caravan. Well, you know, what do you call it? The motorcade. Anyway. It's the Monica. See, that's really harsh. That's really harsh. Whew. Now, this was interesting. Business schools find that they need to teach PR. You think? Now, the military has been doing it for quite some time. You know, as soon as you get to a certain rank in the military and you're in any way a spokesperson for anything, or you can be asked anything, or you can speak to the media in any way, you already sent you to special classes so that you can use the right terminology and phraseology and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, when you're talking about wasting people by the thousands, there's a better way to say it than that. So that's what they've been teaching them to do. So it doesn't sound as bad as it is. So I would say that, you got Gulf oil, that kind of stuff. I would say it's a good idea to kind of figure out what to say. Okay, the wildfire burning up in Placer County is about 30% contained. U.S. price of gas dropped 7 cents in the last 3 weeks, they said. It has gotten cheaper. And I see a new study has found that YouTube has emerged as a major platform for news. Pew Research did a study and said that 15 months of examination and said that a lot of people go to YouTube to get news information. They should go to CNN. You never know what's going to happen. You just never know what's going to happen. And so here I told you about Dan Walters saying the state is, you know, as broke as anybody else, as these cities are. Then the other thing that I thought was interesting was, well, let me say this. Can I please read this to you? Army Sergeant Kiba Baird said, I want to convey you all my gratitude and sincere appreciation for the wonderful support you showed me upon my arrival at the Slo Regional Airport on July 4th. It was overwhelming to see so many Central Coast residents express their affection for returning service members. While it may be our Central Coast has a relatively small military footprint, which isn't really, that's not really true, the hearts of those who demonstrate their support for service members and their families are very large. The only regret that I have, I was not able to thank everyone individually. Again, a heartfelt thank you to all of you. And this is Welcome Home Heroes, and what a great job they're doing. And then they have another commentary, which, I don't know what's happened with this. We've all of a sudden just lost our minds is what it is. Here's what they say. Stop bullying the soft sciences, you know, like psychology and sociology and philosophy. They're being bullied. They feel like they're being bullied. I think there's a kind of a new reality to our life at the moment, and that is, you know, math and science. That's kind of where it's at. And it's not anybody's fault that that's what's happened. It just has happened. And so, you can psychoanalyze me all day long, that's what I'm going to say.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to San Luis Obispo. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book Rich Dad Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to the Embassy Suites in San Luis Obispo this Thursday for one day only. Reserve your seat now at richdadcalifornia.com or call 1-800-395-4490. That's 1-800-395-4490. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-800-395-4490 or visit us at richdadcalifornia.com today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
What if I suspect I have hearing loss? Make an appointment to see an audiologist. They'll perform a comprehensive hearing evaluation to determine the type and severity of the hearing loss you may have. Hearing impairment not only affects your ability to understand speech, it can also have a negative impact on your social and emotional well-being. Wear ear protection, such as earplugs or earmuffs, when you're attending a loud concert or using firearms, power tools, or lawn equipment. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott, Hearing Aids and Audiology.
For 125 years, Mercedes-Benz has produced the world's most advanced automobiles, and Star Automotive is dedicated to maintaining those vehicles for many years to come. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. I wish to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles the last 5 years. The Star Automotive Independent Mercedes-Benz Service Center can be found in SLO at the corner of Broad and Francis, on the web at starautomotive.com, or by calling 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the star on your car.
And Peter White's the name of the guy we're listening to. It's called Good Day. Well, good day. Good day to you. I'm Bill Becker. This is Talk of Sheep on 1340 KLNS. Hope your day's going okay. It'll be better if you get yourself to Spencer's Fresh Markets, because John Spencer has all the stuff that you're looking for. For instance, right now, your choice for $1.99 of pork sirloin chops, fresh pork spare ribs, lean ground beef, or chicken breasts, skinless, all that with the bone out, chicken breast. And then I was looking at this, looked pretty yummy. 10 for $5, which is only 50 cents each for Yoplait yogurt, and they come in 6-ounce cups. They come in original light whips and thick and creamy. I didn't know they had all those choices. All right, Springfield pasta is just 99 cents. They got cheese going on. They got all the great veggies and produce and everything that's happening. Let me give you a few of them. Red radishes or green onions, 3 for $1. That's bunches, I assume. Bok choy or Napa collards, 3 pounds for $1. River salad ranch blends. River ranch salad blends. God, Bill. 2 for $4. And juicy lunch oranges, 2 pounds for $1. How about snow white cauliflower, 2 pounds for $1. And then, and that's the way. Pepsi, 2 for $3. That's 2 liters of PepsiCo. They have, let's do our spaghetti dinner up here. They have Francesco Rinaldi pasta sauce for $2 for $3. They got IGA spaghetti, $2 for $5. And they have Borden shredded cheese, $2 for $4. So it doesn't matter if you go into the deli department and get yourself a sandwich at noontime. Don't forget, on Mondays, of course, they have a pizza for $2 for $5 if you're going to do that all day long. And or if you're going to if you want some hot foods for after when you get off of work, they have those. Lots of great salads. I mean, really nice salads that are made in store, and they're quite delicious. And they have Frank Bouget cakes and all those wonderful pies and cakes and stuff that he does. And donuts. You need a donut. If you're a policeman, you need a donut. They have them at Spencer's. Right. And that's Spencer's in 5 locations on the Central Coast. And Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, Rio Grande, Santa Maria. They're all good. They're all good to go to. Good to go. I have to figure out why this computer I brought in didn't work. So I can't. I changed it. It's all back on one computer now. So I got to wait and see if I'm going to do anything to that. It's not easy being me sometimes, I tell you. Okay. Other things. Let's do sports. This was too bad right here for Jason Kidd. But he, you make your own bed and you lie in it. Jason Kidd was arrested on DWI charges in Hamptons. He crashed his SUV into a telephone pole just 3 days after being introduced to New York. There's a whole lot of trades and weird things going on, you know. And so I guess he was feeling kind of weird. So he decided to feel weirder and get messed up. All right, Serena wins at Stanford in final Olympic tune-up. She sees off on her way. USA basketball has shortcomings compared favorably to the 1992 Dream Team just last week. Doubts arise about the front line. Don't call them shorty. The U.S. men are tired of hearing about their Olympic basketball team's size problem. It really isn't, you know, it's not really an issue. So I don't know why we're, I'm not talking about it. I'm done. Okay. Wiggins leads as tax nails Mar Road. Wiggins lead is tax and nails Mar Road. So somebody put the tax and the nails in the road for some reason. Anyway, but there he is right there. The Padres beat the Dodgers. And I don't want to have to tell you that, but I guess I have to tell you that. The Padres beat the Dodgers. There's another thing I want to tell you about. Don't lose a second waiting for those other providers. Charter is the number one internet provider in the nation with the fastest upload and download speeds available. Charter Internet is the most power to support all your family's devices. PC Magazine made Charter Internet the nation's fastest internet. Charter Internet is 10 times faster than DSL. Charter Internet has more bandwidth than any other provider. Charter Internet has the most powerful upload and download speeds, wide enough bandwidth for the whole family and all its devices. Get 30 megabytes per second for only $29.99 a month for 12 months with part of your Charter Triple Play purchase. Don't wait. Call now and get the nation's most powerful internet. Get 30 megabytes per second for only $29.99 a month for 12 months as part of your Charter Triple Play purchase. Other terms and restrictions apply. Go to Charter for details. And I'll tell you what's going on. But you got your Charter, you got your DSL, you got your Charter TV, and you have your Charter telephone, and you got the whole package right there. And that's all you need. You're done. Battle brews over home for slow homeless shelter. Here's what they want to do. There's a next to the Department of Social Services is an empty lot that the city owns, and so they'd like to put a large homeless shelter there with 200 beds and three meals a day, and et cetera, et cetera, and a place for the kids and the whole shebang. And what it would do, it would replace the Maxine Lewis shelter on Orchid Road and the Prado Day Center. So Capsule would put everything and all the eggs into one basket, as it were. Anyway, but so there's always, of course, problems about people in the neighborhood saying, I don't know if we really want that in the neighborhood. I don't nearly know where you'd ever put a homeless shelter that would be not loved in the neighborhood. I just can't see that. This center was approved 2 years ago. If problems arise, the city will use a plan to address... Let me start somewhere else. Calls for transient-rated behavior throughout San Luis Obispo have doubled in the past 5 years. As a result, the intent is to realign existing resources to dedicate at least two police officers to work directly with the city's homeless population. Those officers would be in contact with county mental health services, drug and alcohol services, and community action partnerships. So I have the whole shebang right there. Oh, all right there. So it'll be a while anyway. This is very interesting. They have a picture of a California icon in Poland, but here's what it is. Visitors view a new statue of former U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul II that was unveiled in Gdansk, Poland, on Saturday. The state honors the two men whom many Poles credit with helping to topple communism. I think Gorbachev had more to do with it than the Pope, didn't he? Just asking. But, you know, the Pope was Polish, though, so... Well, they put Gorby in there. They don't want a statue of those two. All right, other things are going on. They're going to do a study on what life would be like, how our power systems would work, and how they'd hold up in the state if we didn't have San Onofre and Diablo. So they're going to do some kind of research on that, or if we had no nuclear power at all. All right. And in Alaska, this little town in Alaska, true story. It's called, let me see if I can pronounce this. I doubt that I can, though. Talking. Anyway, this little town in Alaska, they elected a cat to be the mayor. They did. They had a write-in campaign, and everybody voted for the cat. So the cat, they say it's good for tourism. What would be good for tourism is to phonetically have your name spelled out so somebody can know how to say it. Because I can't guess at all what that is there. So that's good news there. And then here's one of the things that I came across over the weekend that made me want to barf. State parks that had a legal vacation buyout. Employees sold $271,000 unused time back to the state and tried to avoid a paper trail. So there's a high-ranking official at the California Department of Parks and Recreation carried out a secret vacation buyout program last year for himself and other headquarters staff, according to internal audit, for employees and other documents obtained by the Sacramento Bee. The buyouts cost more than $271,000. So it's just, Lord, just amazing. Just on and on and on it goes, on and on and on it goes. Okay. Post-Penn State experts warn of sports sway. Scandal and cover-ups are new examples of the influence athletics has on colleges, which we've known that, but we haven't known it from this angle, and it's really not good. Veteran Penn State football coach Joe Paterno began talks that resulted in a sweetened retirement contract in the same month that he testified before a grand jury in the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse case, and all members of the board of trustees weren't informed of the new package before the scandal engulfing the university, according to a published report. He amended the contract that eventually totaled $5.5 million. And an artist has removed a halo from a mural of Joe Paterno amid the school's child sex abuse scandal. Michael Pilato had put a halo over Paterno's image after the beloved coach's death in January, but City felt he had to remove it Saturday after recent allegations. And then they're talking about there's a statue, too, that right outside the stadium that they're talking about. You know, do we want to leave it there or take it down? Quite a way to go out. afternoon. Here we have the FDA spied on workers' emails to cut criticism. Documents show the agency used a sort of enemies list while trying to counter flack over controversial medical review process. It began as a narrow investigation into the possible leaking of confidential agency information by five scientists, quickly grew in mid-2010 into a much broader campaign to counter outside critics of the agency's medical review process, according to each of more than 80,000 pages of computer documents generated by the surveillance effort. Holy cow. 80,000. And then they had the guys that went up in the lawn chairs with a bunch of balloons. Okay. Party balloons. And they had a double lawn chair ceremony. An Iraqi adventurer and a gas station owner. And they were going to fly from Oregon to Montana. But they didn't make it. They only went about 30 miles. They're better off for it, I think. For climbers, risks now shift with every step. 34 have died this year in the U.S. As many realize past patterns can't be relied upon. So this has to do with people climbing mountains and all this kind of stuff and getting freaky storms and all things are going on there. Then somewhere I read, is it Half Dome? They're going to change that too. Where did I read that thing? I think it was Half Dome. Anyway, so I guess they can let 400 people a day climb Half Dome. But the problem is they got those steel cables, you know, so you can get up the thing and down the thing. But they say part of the problem is people panic when they get near the top. You know, all of a sudden they get near the top and they start to worry. I worry before I start it up. But anyway, they worry and then it causes a traffic jam of people clinging to the side of Half Dome. That can't be any good. This reminds me of the incident that happened, and I'm trying to remember, and I feel very bad that I can't remember if he was a sportscaster for KSBY, and he hadn't been there but just a few weeks, and he was coming back from Cambria, and a tractor trailer was trying to make a U-turn on the highway and got stuck, and the guy ran into it and died. And here's the same kind of idea. 33-year-old man driving south on Highway 1 early Saturday was killed when his car hit a big rig that had broken down in the middle of the road south of Woodland Hills Road in South County. Saab's driver, the sole occupant, was not dead at the scene. He was not identified as of Saturday. The truck driver had placed triangular shape reflectors on the road north of the semi and successfully warned drivers, several oncoming drivers, the news release said. When the Saab approached, traveling about 55 to 60, the truck driver waved his arms but couldn't get the driver's attention. According to CHP, the car struck the left side of the semi, slid under the trailer, and left the road, striking a natural gas pipeline. Cal Fire was at the scene and warned residents living in the immediate area to stay back and stay away while they fixed the gas leak. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Now, Russia's launched a Soyuz craft into the air and early this weekend, and what it did was it sent three astronauts on their way to the International Space Station. Quickly start preparing for a frenzy of incoming traffic. NASA astronauts Sunita Williams, Russian cosmonaut, whatever his name is in Japan, whatever her name is, his name is, or its name is, are set to travel 2 days before reaching their three colleagues already at the permanent space outpost. So I have to schedule a dock Tuesday with the space station. That's one appointment I hope it keeps, I bet. You know, and an Israeli settler, protester, set fire to himself as part of the protest. He was protesting. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the man in the 40s poured flammable liquid over himself at a protest in Tel Aviv and set himself on fire. This was a demonstration that swept the country of the high cost of living and other social issues. High cost of living just got higher for him. Well, and then in Sydney, you might have heard. Remember talking about the sharks? In Sydney, a shark was killed by a shark early on Saturday on Australia's western coast, the fifth such death in the region in less than a year. An unnamed jet ski rider who went to the aid of the surfer told ABC that he, too, was attacked by the shark. He said that when he reached the scene about near Wedge Island, about 100 miles north of Perth, none of this means anything to most of us, there was just blood everywhere and a massive, massive white shark circling the body. Okay. Here's the way to do it. You know, you're tired of the rain. You say, okay, I'm tired of the rain, so what do you do? Well, a British newspaper demands that it simply stop raining. That's right. Just Stop Raining. That was an unusual plea published in editorial to the Times of London on Saturday, a measure of Britain's growing frustration with months of miserable weather. Let us make our position crystal clear. We are against this weather, the venerable newspaper wrote in its unsigned opinion piece. It must stop raining and soon. It might work. The UK is slogging through some of the wettest conditions in recent history. Nearly every day seems to bring showers, sprinkles, drizzles, or downpours. On Saturday alone, England's Environmental Agency registered some 75 flood alerts and warnings across the country, including the West England county of Shropshire, where fire and rescue officials received an anguished phone call from a woman who found herself waist-deep in water overnight. Yeah, that kind of annoy you. You know, you might want to write an editorial yourself. A letter to the editor anyway. So I think I'm really fed up with this kind of stuff here. All right. In Syria, U.S. team has investigated a massacre there. U.N. investigators mass killings in the Syrian village on Saturday found pools of blood in homes and spent bullets, mortars, and artillery shells, adding details to the emerging picture of what anti-regime activists have called one of the deadliest events in Syria's uprising. Dozens of people have already been buried in a mass grave, and activists are still struggling to determine the total number of people that were killed. Some of the emerging details suggest that rather than outright bombing of civilians, the violence in this area may have been a lopsided fight between the army and activists. They call them, they're called everything. Revolutionaries, activists, name it. You come up with a word, and they've used them all for the people that are trying to boot Assad out. They've got the whole, they got everything in the whole wide world. All right. Anything else? Well, I did mention, remember when I first came out of here, Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler are both leaving American Idol. Randy Jackson, the last judge from the original panel, might also be on the way out. While the network is keeping mum on its plans, there's been talk out there about potential new panelists, namely Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Katy Perry, Idol alum Adam Lambert, although he denied reports of that. I think they mentioned Aretha Franklin, too, as a possibility. But she doesn't fly. So it's, you know, and they go all over the place for those auditions, so I think she wants to take the bus everywhere. Oh, I was watching, it was a Travel Channel or something. Is that what it's called, a Travel Channel? Is there such a thing? Yeah, Travel Channel. And I don't know, I've never watched it before, but I happened to be channel surfing, and I came across this thing, and it was absolutely amazing. They were building Ryan Seacrest. They were building a motorhome for Ryan Seacrest that was absolutely insane and everything it had in it. They showed other motorhomes. They showed a motorhome that had two bathrooms and could sleep eight. They had another one that was two stories high. This isn't exactly, you know, this is exactly what you call camping. It's just called not being at home.
Be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Hey, let's be happy today, and then tomorrow it's going to be cooler, more fall weather, and then the next day, pretty cool. Anyway, we'll have a cool time tomorrow anyway. Let's get together at noon, shall we? Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Mars ground crew, this is Mars 1. Do you hear me? Over.
Right, coming up 9 minutes.
Mars ground crew, this is Mars 1. Do you hear me? Over.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Altitude 4200
and your adult landing, Altitude 4200. 43 down, 2.5.